Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
We always have a whole list of people we check in with on Tuesdays, and at the top of that list is Howard Tolman. Howard is an entrepreneur, a venture capitalist, a tech guy. My gosh, I asked Howard, and Howard can... he can confirm this. I'm like, can you just teach me some things about AI, things that we need to know? And you go and do speaking engagements about that, right?
Yep, yep. And honestly, the scariest thing is that like the 10 billion companies between the giants and the littlest guys have no clue as to what to do. But everybody understands that they have to start to incorporate these technologies into their business processes. And, you know, my article today was just, you know, having had 10 or 20 different, you know, situations where people come to me and say, we thought we were, you know, hiring the right guy. We thought we were approaching this correctly. We wasted a lot of money. We still don't know what we need to build. You know, there really isn't much in the way of good, advice or instruction, and it's a very costly thing if you go down the wrong path.
Right, because if you don't understand AI, you don't have a good grip on it, then how can you hire the people that do and know that you've hired the right people?
Totally. That's exactly the sort of nightmare scenario. And by the way, just to be clear, this is why we always end up with decent but not great products from Microsoft. Because eventually Copilot, which is Microsoft's version of all this stuff, is going to end up being on every desktop, just as Windows is, just as Outlook is, by and large, just as Teams is, although Teams really sucks.
Thank you. I thought I was the only person. I'm like, can we please just do Zoom? Because I cannot do Teams. And is Zoom okay? Or am I just old school?
No, Zoom. No, Zoom is okay. Listen, I mean, 20 years ago, we had Skype. We had NetMeeting. I mean, it's embarrassing and bizarre that it's taken this long to be able to just punch a simple button and talk to people anywhere in the world, you know. And the phones have helped to make that obvious. But yeah, we're still doing it. Anyway, so Microsoft has Copilot. It's decent. You know, they're always followers. They're never the leaders, but they have such a huge installed base that it's become the equivalent to the old expression about IBM, which was buy blue. You know, you can't get fired if you are doing what everybody else is doing, and it's safe. You know, it's not going to set the world on fire, but most of these businesses don't need that. They just need some help in improving some of the basic repetitive processes in their businesses that would be a lot easier if they had the computer do it instead of people.
And I think many people I know are now clued into ChatGPT. It seems to be the go-to for people who are just dipping into AI and just need some information. In fact, Kevin, our sports anchor, said he asks question of ChatGPT all the time. Like, that's his go-to instead of Google now. Is that the go-to for a lot of people?
Well, it is, because it's the first, you know, the first in time and the first in place. You know, we're creatures of habit, and this was what Google was so scared about. If people started to go to ChatGPT instead of to Google, they would never come back. And frankly, that's what's happening. You know, Google has now changed Google in sort of a good way. They give you an AI answer at the top of your search. It's general. It's a little bit vague. It's better than nothing. But the problem is, you know, these big systems are so big and their answers are so general that they don't really help you out with a specific question. You know, I think I told you a couple of shows ago, I built one that anybody is welcome to try. It's on my website, which is just howardtolman.com. And there's two versions. One is all of my Inc. articles, which is about 650 articles. And the other one is just about my books and my reading and speeches and everything. And it's, you should just try it out, because if you have any kind of question, including Steve, you know, it's an easy, quick way to start to see that one of the things that's most important is the systems are so literal that if you don't ask exactly the right question, you get the wrong answer back. Then you have to ask the question again. But this is how we learn. You know, this is how kids, why kids love games and what's so wrong with our education system. You know, if you fail once in school, they call you a moron. If you fail, you know, 100 times playing any of these games, which are completely addictive, the kids love it. They think that's how you learn. And it's the same thing with building prompts or AI for asking questions. You have to get smarter and smarter about the questions. And you, it's funny because you sort of narrow it and narrow it and narrow it down until you finally get what you're looking for. And it's a little bit of a game, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, what's fun about that is I have asked a question that did not get me what I needed. But then what it does give you prompts you as a human being to go, oh, I see how to rephrase that. Now I understand how to ask the question to get the answer I'm looking for.
Yeah, and by the way, the whole moral of my article today was simply that, which is, you better know what you want and what you're asking for. And God forbid you let the technology people run wild or build what they think you need. And then you end up spending a lot of money and have something that you don't understand and that really doesn't get the job done.
So in order to hire those people, Howard, do you have to have an understanding, or how do you choose the right people for your business when it comes to AI?
Well, most business people who are good have their own gut, their own visceral sense. So in my article, I listed 5 or 6 tests. I said, make sure it's in English, make sure you understand it, write a little flow chart that you can understand. And you go through these steps, and then you at least feel like you're a part of the process. It's not like you turned it over to somebody and you have no idea what's going on. And you need to be that involved if you want these things to work.
Okay. Well, and a good start is to read this article today. We always post it with our conversation with Howard, but inc.com is where you will find it. Always great to talk to you, Howard.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
And you can interact with the digital, the AI Howard at howardtullman.com. He spells his last name T-U-L-L-M-A-N.